From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. Tonight's top worry. If something happens to your apartment and you need to, like, stay in a hotel and pay for it, that would be crazy, right? Art Palpitations has more.
That would be crazy, Tammy, but you got surprisingly affordable renter's insurance through GEICO, so it could be covered, giving you peace of mind.
Aww, I love a story that ends well.
Next up, love stories. Are they all they're cracked up to be?
It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We want to hear your reaction, of course, though, to the government fuel support scheme. We got the details, as you know, in the past 24 hours. Will we all benefit? The carbon tax increases have been delayed. The transport support schemes enhanced for haulage operators. Fuel subsidy schemes for farming and fisheries. This reduction of 2.4 cent on green diesel. What about commuters, though? You know, the further 10 cent cut in excise on both petrol and diesel to the end of July. How will you benefit? Let us know. Give us a call today. James is with me on the line. James, I believe you're working, you're in the haulage industry in Wexford, is that right?
I am, unfortunately.
What was your reaction when you say unfortunately?
For sure, well, yeah, nothing really. If I wouldn't wet the inside of a tank on the lorry, you know, I'm just being straight with you. Like, people are out there, like, it's not just about the haulage industry, it's about everybody. Like, I'm sure you put diesel or petrol in your car as well, you know?
Sure, we can all
and I'm
feel
sure
it.
You've noticed the difference, you know? Like, it's for everyone. Like, we can't just, like, this was never about just the haulers or the farmers or the fishermen, you know? It's about everyone. Like, we've had people out walking on the street, Gorey, yesterday in support of us. And I have to say, I'm queer proud of every one of those people to come out with us yesterday. And there wasn't a crossword. And while I'm here, I want to commend the Gardaí and Gorey. All week long there, Tommy Green was organising it with the guards and myself there. Them lads could not have been better to us. They're a credit to their uniform, they're a credit to people of Gorey. And I don't want people tarring them all with one brush. Because that's just not right. Those few tugs that arrived in Cork and Galway, look, at wherever they came out, it doesn't matter, but sure, it said more about them than it ever will about us, you know?
Oh, look, it's a very difficult scenario, and I wouldn't fancy being in anyone's shoes trying to maybe navigate some of the protests. And look, albeit, no doubt about it, James, I mean, the vast majority... very peaceful,
really,
no crosswords, and that has to be said. But so you listened, I'm sure, yesterday, waiting the government announcement about these measures. Were you? What were you expecting?
There was about 200 of us listening to it in the middle of the N11 at Junction 22.
Right.
And it was the sickest announcement we ever heard. But sure, like, you take a truck there, a truck could burn €500 on the day. That's nearly gone up to probably €600 a day on some lads. That fuel co. All his is another slap in the face. Like, it's basically giving the other people the slap that they didn't give in Whitegate. That's my opinion of that. You know, it's an insult to people.
What? This is the transport support scheme, is it?
Yeah. But it's an insult to everyone. Even, like, I went through Carlow this morning at 7:30 and I passed the petrol station and it was 2:14.9. And I came back past that petrol station at 9 o'clock and that petrol station was 20.9. Now, I won't say the name because it wouldn't be right, but I'd urge that person now to get their act together because that's not on.
But to be fair, and I'm sure the you know, those running the forecourts and garage owners will ring in shortly as well, James. But, like, I mean, they have to charge the price that they've paid on the day they've ordered.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah, 100%. But then if they decided that it was going down tonight, they won't take it down tonight. But if it's going up tonight, they'd book it up tonight.
I don't know. They're in a difficult position
as
well.
It's not that no one don't know. It's exactly what's happening.
So you don't think you're going to feel any benefit from this?
There's no one going to feel any benefit, and especially the motors. Like, my wife drives the kids to school there. Like, even though we're driving trucks and yokes, we have families using cars, mothers, grandmothers. Like, it's yourself, your colleagues. It's every person in Ireland. Mm. And I'd urge everyone to get out and stand by people on this, because it's not a case of you, me, it's all of us. It's a unity. It's the way the country needs to be for the moment, unfortunately.
There was some all rights convoys, slow convoys earlier today. I mean, from the latest traffic updates I'm looking at, they seem to have finished up, though, I think. And that's not to say there's not some in other parts of the country. Let us know, actually, if there is. But do you think it's likely we'll see a return of protests then, James?
Oh, I'd 100% say so. 100%.
And you were one of the organisers in Wexford?
In Gorey.
Okay, all right.
Like, in fairness, like, Tom would clarify, like, the Gardaí were so good. The people were so good. You know, we had very little people giving abuse. We'd one lad decided to hit the door of the lorry box, all right, but the lorry didn't mind that, like.
Right,
you know?
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, I have to say, I was down at the protests in Dublin on O'Connell Street over the 3 days. And I mean, it was, you know, at the times I was there, it was very civil. I couldn't say otherwise. Dennis Drennan is on the line. Dennis, you're a farmer. You're also the president of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association. Were you part of any of the discussions or negotiations with government, first of all?
Yeah, we were up in Ag House on Friday, and again, we had discussions with all the Taoiseach's office, the Minister of Agriculture, Taoiseach's office, and all the department officials on Saturday, again, trying to I think that, like, you can hear in James' voice there, the frustration that's there from everybody at the moment is just out of control. The cost of everything has just gone crazy. And this is where there's huge pressure on farmers at the moment, because we're actually selling everything we sell going out the gate is being sold at below the cost of production. And excuse me, and that was the cost of production before Donald Trump decided what he has done in Iran. Like, nobody knew where the Straits of Hormuz were 2 months ago, and now everybody is on the tip of their tongue. So, like, there's a huge level of frustration. The cost of doing anything in this country has just gone out of hand. And you can hear it in James' voices there, like, that it's just, you know, we've excise duty, we've VAT, we've carbon tax, and all those things are very admirable, but somebody has to pay for them.
Yeah, there's going to form part of the, this was payments from the Exchequer. So what exactly did you get for the farmers, Dennis?
Well, for the farmers, there's a 20% subsidy. Now, we don't have the full details yet, like, and that's, like, often the devil is in the details.
Yeah.
They've dropped the excise duty. There's a lower level of excise duty on tractor diesel, and that's been dropped completely for a 5 month period. VAT still remains in place, and carbon tax remains in place, and there's a 20-cent subsidy, but I think what's really driving farmers, Andrea, and this is where somebody like the CCPC needs to get involved, like tractor diesel. I bought tractor diesel in January and it was 90 cent per litre, including VAT. And I filled up my tanks again about 10 days ago and it was 180, including VAT. So, I mean, the people driving their cars and their lorries at the moment think it's bad what's after happening with white diesel, because lorry diesel has gone from about 170 to about 220. But tractor diesel has actually doubled in price and nobody seems to be able to explain why. So we really think that there's a necessity for the likes of the CCPC to step in here and explain to people, like, why has tractor diesel doubled and car diesel has gone up about 50%. So there's certainly price gouging going on somewhere along the way.
Well, I was reading a report from the CCPC, wasn't it, only towards the end of last week. I mean, their latest figures that they'd looked at, and they talked about the fact that, well, you know, the research they'd carried out, the increases in fuel prices are driven by the wholesale costs. They said it wasn't price gouging. And they looked, I think those complaints were from very early in March. It was about 900 different complaints. They said there'd been, they hadn't seen any increases where there was, you know, in breaches of the law.
But I'd love to see, like, the barrel of oil has gone from about $65 to $70 a barrel to roughly $100 a barrel, which is, you know, about a 40% increase. Yes, my tractor diesel has gone up by 100%.
Why is that?
So there's a lack of joining the dots there in that scenario. So there
okay.
is.
Okay. Well, look at that. So that's research they carried out up to March 2nd, and we're now into April 13th. So I'm sure there'll be more research carried out by the CCPC on that. Tell us about this fuel subsidy support scheme that's going to be introduced for farming and for those working in the fisheries. Do we have any idea of what that's going to look like, Dennis?
Well, what they're saying, they're going to base it on your usage last year in the 5 months from March until July, and whatever you used last year, you can. We're not too sure how you have to prove what you use. Is it just through your accounts, or do you have to actually produce receipts from a year ago, which could be difficult enough? And then they will give you a subsidy of 20 cents per litre on the amount of diesel that you used in those 5 months last year. But we don't have the exact details. If somebody has had a drastic change of use, you know, especially for contractors, they may have got bigger, they may have got smaller. We're not exactly certain what's happened yet. Like, this was just announced yesterday evening, so we're awaiting the details to see, is it going to be practically? And I suppose the big one at this stage is, Andrea, how quick can that get out to people? Because, like, farmers at the moment are absolutely hemorrhaging money. Like, I mean, we'll say before this whole thing kicked off, the cost of producing a litre of milk is somewhere between 40 and 42 cent per litre. That's according to Chagas figures, not Dennis Drennan's figures. So it's done by Chagas. And I'm at the moment getting 36 cent a litre for my milk. So I'm losing money by producing milk. And that was before my tractor diesel doubled in price and my fertiliser bill because of the likes of the CBAM and all these taxes and duties that are coming in. My fertilizer has now gone up from, I bought fertilizer in January at 520 euros a ton. It's now 880 euros per ton. So this is where the frustration is building.
This is why we're people are still frustrated. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're losing money by producing food, and now we have all these extra costs gone on top of it. So this is where the frustration is building at farm level.
Texter's got in touch to say we have to pay for petrol and diesel. We can't expect everything for free. Do we really want the next generation to have to deal with the burden of all of this? Another listener makes the point there was nothing for the homeowner. Half a tank of kerosene, 900 euro. It's absolute madness. It's funny, I was travelling actually to Athlone on Saturday, and I got the train deliberately just to try and, you know, not get caught up in the protests. And I have never seen Houston Station as busy as it was on Saturday. It was absolutely wedged. Two earlier trains I tried to get completely booked out. It just shows you that, you know, people had really adapted their modes of transport. I don't know whether that'll continue or what the situation will be. Alan is with us. Alan runs a Four Courts petrol station. Alan, you're based just outside of Athenry in County Galway. So how will you benefit, or what's the impact for you?
Not at all, unfortunately, at the minute. So currently the market at the minute is looking like diesel is going up by 12 cents plus VAT at the minute, at cost. The open market, that's what it's trading at currently, and that's before tomorrow evening. So tomorrow evening gives another chance for it to go up slightly more, and then we'll get the magic 10 cent off at the pump, which won't actually happen because the cost of the diesel on the open market hasn't actually come down at all. So we'll be back to the situation of the government saying, oh, we gave you the 10 cent, we gave you the 10 cent, and now you're not passing it on to the customer. When in reality, the 10 cent comes off the excise, the cost of the diesel goes up, and the cost of the pump goes up. So it doesn't actually benefit us at all.
So we have the 10 cent announced in excise on petrol and diesel to the end of July, that announced yesterday, plus the announcement announced on March 25th. And you're saying it's still not enough, Alan?
Yeah, it's actually, to be fair, it's not really the government's fault. People are blaming the government and they're pointing fingers. The price of the diesel going up is not the government's fault. It's an open market we live in. So it gets traded as a commodity every day. You get a price. This is the price to buy oil today, and it's based on stuff around the world. So the measures of cutting the excise doesn't actually stop the market going up. So I'm no expert on how to resolve that side of it, but I just know from my perspective, from my point of view, when my price comes in tomorrow morning, I'm at the mercy of the market, just like the government are at the mercy of the market. Mm. So a further reduction of 10 cent can be swallowed up literally in a day's trade on the market.
And what would that cut have meant for today? You know, if you're ordering fuel to buy in today, Alan,
yeah,
how
so
would
my,
it sit?
My price today is up 12 cent plus VAT.
Up 12 cent. So what's the going rate today? So
I'm selling at the forecourt at 2.13.9, making 2 cent.
You're selling at 2.13.9 and you're making, what did you say? I just missed that.
2 cent.
You're making 2 cent.
Yeah, but I have a spreadsheet done. Since this started, I've lost 1,200 euro on fuel. Lost. Because of the difference in when I bought it in, what price is currently around me. Somebody else around the corner might have bigger storage and they'll drop it when and they buy it at the right time. People are coming into us saying, oh, Jesus, did you see such and such as this? Mm-hmm. And then we're saying, well, I can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
I can only sell it at what I bought it for. And current to date, as of yesterday, I've lost 1,200 euro since the 25th of February.
And what are your supplies like this lunchtime, Alan?
Supplies are actually okay.
Okay.
I don't know about anybody else.
Yeah, but you have fuel there today.
Thursday. Yeah. I ran out of diesel on Thursday, and to be fair to my rep, he moved the sun, the earth, the stars to get me delivery in on Friday. So I do want to give a shout out to him. He's really helped me big time. Mm. But again, we can't foresee what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen with protests. We've no idea. We can only sell what we can sell on the day. And the issue from my point of view is we only get the price on the day. I get a text at 7 a.m. every morning. Your price for diesel is this today. Even if I ordered off last Wednesday and the delivery day was tomorrow, my price is what happened today. So if Donald Trump or anybody in America or something bad happens within the war, a ceasefire ends, the price of fuel shoot up. I might have ordered it 2 days ago. I get today's price based on what's happening around the market.
We'll leave it there for the moment. Alan with us there today. Alan, as I said, runs owns a forecourts just based outside of Athenry in County Galway. Listener getting in touch to say nothing about home heating oil. Prices have more than doubled versus the cost this time last year. Nothing for all of those homeowners who often have no option. And this listener says the recent protest, it's an accumulation of so many problems that we've been too patient about in the past. We simply have just had enough across the board, says this texter. Jackie is with me on the line today. Jackie, what was your reaction?
Well, that texter is 100% right. This is not just about the fuel crisis. And just in relation, you were going to Athlone, and I was in Athlone. I was in Galway. I was in Portumna. And there was no question. People were getting by. And the Gardaí in Athlone and Portumna and the initial group of Gardaí that were in Galway were amazing. Mm. They were lovely people. Mm. And the atmosphere was incredible. Yeah. And the people that were there.
You were part of the protest, weren't you, Jackie?
I was. Because, you know, it's affecting everyone. It's affecting everyone, and I know there is kind of some anti-protesters out there that are saying, oh, they got this, you know, they were held up or whatever. I saw any emergency service or whatever being let through. The organizers were going around saying, look, where are you going? Are you in a hurry or whatever? They were, you know, it was incredible what they were doing. But, Andrea, the point here is this could have been avoided. A week ago, two or 3 weeks ago, there was letters going into the government to say there's a serious problem here. And what I don't understand is you have, you know, with Micheál Martin and Simon Harris and that, they have a load of advisors. What are they doing? Why aren't these advisors telling them, look at lads, there is a serious issue on the ground. We need to talk to some of these people. And as a guy said to me in Athlone, if Bertie O'Hearn was the Taoiseach, he would have driven down to Athlone, or he would have driven to Galway, he'd have driven to the MA, to the CARE, to the guys there as well, or wherever around the country.
And well, maybe the advisors, are. So look, we don't know. We're not privy to that. But look, I take your point about perhaps this could have been dealt with maybe, you know, a little bit earlier, and we made that point. But what about the actual announcement and the measures that were announced? How will you benefit, Jackie, from that?
I can't see it. I honestly cannot see where I'm going to benefit whatsoever. And like, I'm within groups and there's so many people saying we have to get back out there. We have to send in emails. We have to kind of get back out there. Like, so
you could see more protests continuing then, Jackie. You could.
Oh, 100%. Right. And I can see more people now getting involved, and especially now that the householders are being hit in a major way.
Well, can I just make a point on that, actually? Because that's one of that's one of the elements a lot of our texters are getting in touch about today. A lot of people seem to think there was going to be some form of energy credit. Now, I had thought from listening to Micheál Martin in the Dáil previously about this, I mean, that was totally ruled out. But that seems to be a big issue for people, is home heating oil today. Listener getting in touch, you know, absolutely, they should have done more. Nothing for homeowners at all. The amount I'm paying for my home heating oil, I really thought there would have been some reduction in that. Owen, you want to make a point about this. What's your reaction to the government measures announced yesterday?
Too little and way too late. When the Houthis in Yemen were threatening the Gulf last year, it was predicted that there was going to be an oil crunch. So there's no reason why the government went off on a 3-week Easter holiday just as the aircraft carriers were coming around into the Gulf. Like, it was obvious that Trump was going to obliterate Iran.
Okay.
It was obvious.
Okay. And what about the measures here? Like, will you benefit? Do you think you'll see much benefit from the announcements that we got from government?
Well, luckily enough, I don't do that much driving anymore.
Okay.
But there's a seething anger among the private sector who are not in the corporate class. This has been building up for about 10 years. And COVID interrupted it because the whole globe went into lockdown and into a dormancy. But it's been building up. People cannot understand why the USC, for people in and around the 70,000 euros a year, has not been abolished. To abolish the USC under 70,000 would cost $1.5 billion a year. So the surpluses for the last couple of years.
So tax changes you think might have been, yeah. Okay, well, and look, and who knows? I know the next budget seems like months away at this stage, but you don't feel it was enough. I do think you've made a point, though, Owen, around, like, this is about much more than fuel prices, according to the listeners today on here on WhatsApp. Let me just give you a flavour, right, of what some of our texters are saying. Government is eliminating an ostracised entire large sections of society, says this listener. Another texter tells me, I genuinely don't think the protest is about anything, that it's just about fuel. The normal Irish working class genuinely have had enough. We feel that we've been screwed left, right and centre. You can rent an apartment in New York cheaper than you can in our capital city. Well, I don't know about that, but this listener says the cost of fuel, food, general cost of living for the average person is unsustainable. The amount of homeless people in Ireland, it's at an all-time high. People have had enough. The government don't seem to listen. This was evident over the last week. What hope has any young person in this country, and why would they stay? Another listener says it's not only the farmers and hauliers that are hemorrhaging money. The ordinary person can't afford to heat their home. This listener, if farmers cannot at least cover their costs, then they're in the wrong business. Another texter tells me, why isn't anybody talking about the bigger picture? We've a housing crisis, and now the cost of building houses is going up and up. Everything is going up, whether it be housing, food, absolutely everything. Another listener makes the point that it's not the government's fault. Why do we pay more VAT than any other European country? And finally, this listener says, while these renegade protesters have a very genuine point, I feel they've lost credibility by holding the people they claim to represent to ransom. The government have come out with new proposals and it's shot down without giving any consideration. It's one lonely text amidst all of the rest today that just seemed to be unhappy, I suppose, with the government measures. I don't know what they could have done that would have tried to alleviate some of the thoughts that people have. And, like, to be fair, there's no doubt about it. People feel absolutely squeezed, and we see that every single day here in the emails that are coming in. Keep your thoughts coming into us. You can email us, lunchtimelivenewstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.